This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, is it hot enough for you?
Not quite. About 2 o'clock today, I think it'll reach that plateau.
Can you imagine being at a Cardinal game, afternoon Cardinal game, old ballpark? I'm talking Busch Stadium 2.
What about the old Sportsman Park?
I was born in 78. Right, I don't have any recollection of the old Sportsman's Park. But I remember Busch Stadium 2, where a 300-pound guy could go in there on a 100-degree day and walk out weighing 150.
St. Louis gets a little warm in the summertime.
The All-Star game was held, I think, at Busch Stadium number two, wasn't it?
Yep, first year they were open.
Right, they opened there, and I was at that game, and boy, was that one hot.
I think, what was it, Bob Gibson said this place holds the heat well or something like that. One of them said that. Yeah. We have a couple good guests here today. Uncle Ralph, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here. We also have Andy Hauser from Quality Flooring here as well, and we'll get to our conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce and Andy Hauser from Quality Flooring. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
And Andy, let's start with you here, Quality Flooring. I know it's kind of a transition time for you right now with a temporary facility and everything going on. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we lost our business in a fire. The building was total loss, burnt down to the ground, and within a couple of days after, it was already opened up for business there in downtown Gillespie, the place wasn't big enough, so we moved to another location. We're at 214 West Easton Street, right there on Route 4, right south of Gillespie there. And we're picking ourselves up, and we're doing really good. We got several customers going on and installation. We still provide an installation service, and we got new plans of building a new building. We're hoping to get started breaking ground probably the second week of August, be my guess. I'm waiting on a couple other bids. And I'm down to two crews, installation crews. We had three full-time, but with that fire, it just kind of really took a big dent out of the business. But when I get this new store going, I think we'll get right back to where we left off.
So the new building, August, depending on how things go, and then how much time, once ground is broke, will it be?
I'm hoping to be up and going by, I'm taking a while stab
by tomorrow,
at
this. By the next day?
Oh, we needed to be up and going yesterday, but I'm hoping the end of November. That's my goal.
That's not too bad.
Before bad weather sets in.
Get the roof up. I was wanting to get up going by October 1st because that's our biggest month. People want their homes look nice for the holidays, you know. That's our busiest time of the year is September and October.
But by November, temperatures should be down in the 90s by then.
Absolutely.
We hope.
Yeah. And we may have even had a rain by then. Who knows?
Wait a minute. Mickey, that means our hockey team would be on water skis playing hockey if it keeps up with this temperature.
In some places, yes. Other places, no.
That Winter Classic would be on a lake.
Well, let's see. It's going to be in Detroit this year on January 1st.
University of Michigan.
Yeah. They're expecting 120,000 people in that game. Mm-hmm. They've sold better than 75% of the tickets already.
And then 50,000 for the All-Star game at Comerica Park, too.
Yep.
So, Quality, let's talk a little bit about the flooring industry. The game has changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Well, there's always new colors and trends, and new product comes out like every 6 months. And if you don't stay with those latest trends, you get behind. You know, I mean, everything's gone email. Mm-hmm. I've had customers get on our website and mm-hmm. see what kind of product we handle, and I change that website every month. And just the materials it's made out of, like your Sirona Smart Strand, it's Mohawk makes it. It's a new fiber made by DuPont, and this Sirona Smart Strand is made out of corn oil versus petroleum oil, so it's a renewable source. It's good for the farmers. Of course, I don't think we're getting much corn this year, but we have a new tile made by Armstrong called Alterna. Mm-hmm. And that tile is made in Kankakee, Illinois. It's made right here in Illinois.
Always good.
Yeah. And the product is quarried out of along the river there in Quincy. So,
are you seeing more requests? Because I live in a home, I'll be honest with you, most of my flooring is hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more requests for hardwood flooring? Or are we getting away from that fad now and maybe back? I mean, carpeting's always going to be there.
Right.
Are we getting back into linoleum again?
I have some customers want their entire home in a resilient-type floor instead of carpet, especially if they got allergies, you know, because mm-hmm. carpet holds allergens. And I did a house not too long ago. We did the entire house in sheet goods, vinyl. Some folks call it linoleum, but the old genuine linoleum is kind of rare, but people's got allergies real bad. You yank the carpet out, and hardwood's good. But the cost of hardwood is a lot higher than your vinyl, you know.
To install or is it to maintain, too?
The maintain, it's a little bit more to maintain hardwood, but when it comes to materials and install, it'll cost you more.
No, it's, as you said, Andy, hardwood floors have been popular for forever and probably will continue to be popular, but the cost of the material and of insulation is sometimes almost prohibitive
for some folks.
Yeah.
Majority of us, yeah. But the finishes they have today, though, on hardwood, they have those 50-year aluminum oxide coating, mm-hmm. which I'll never have to refinish in my lifetime, and that's a hard coat. I mean, it's very, very durable.
Yeah.
Some of that distressed hand scrape look, you know, it's the more you beat it up, the better it looks.
And that's amazing when you talk of a floor covering with a life expectancy of 50 years before you have to do anything to it. That's quite a tribute to the floor itself.
Sure. And then the ones that are the hand scrape distress look, you'll never have to do it ever. I mean, like I said, the more it beats up, the better it looks. You mm-hmm. know, some of it's very unique.
One of my two favorite smells in the whole wide world. One is the smell of a new carpeting being laid into an area. The other one is a new car. Hmm. There's I don't know what it is, if it's the glue, if it's the whatever they use. There's nothing like those two smells.
You could have fooled me. I thought it would be your favorite smell would have been food.
No. Hey, no. Watch it, Old Settlers is coming up too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing, Andy. We roll along through the trials and tribulations of life, and business is good, and things are going our way, and then all of a sudden, you get that call: "Hey, your carpet store's on fire!" And it's quite a jolt.
Yes, it is.
Or a business of any kind.
I had a neighbor call me early in the morning, said your business is on fire, and I thought he was just pulling my leg, but he never calls me 7 in the morning, so I knew something was up. But they had the fire marshals out there and the fire investigators. They were out there for like 6 to 7 hours, and they was going through it like a fine-tooth comb. And what they narrowed it down to was the soybean-based wiring that the mice love to eat. And some of the soybean-based wiring was in the heating units and the air conditioning units that they were eating on. In fact, I had heating air guys in there. They come every 6 months every spring and fall to we have a contract with them, which are really good heating air guys. And they found one wire that was ate up by mice, and I laid on my desk. I wish I kept it, but these wiring, they need, I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe go back to petroleum based coated wires, or because the mice are loving that soybean base. They said they eat it like it's candy, you know. So,
and that's always one thing, the little critters, they can they could wreak havoc in a New York minute.
Yep, that's what they think it happened that caused it to burn down.
We're talking about getting started in a couple of weeks on building a new facility. What are we talking about, Andy? Square foot wise, a larger store than you had before? Or?
Our showroom is going to be about 600-700 square foot larger, and we're going to add more warehouse. We're adding about 4,800 square foot to our warehouse. So our old store was 7,000 square foot. Our new store is going to be about right at 12,000 square feet.
So you're not quite, but almost doubling square footage.
Yeah. we have an opportunity. It's going to, I mean, the insurance company's not going to pay for all of it. The new addition they're not going to pay for, but I'm thinking that since we're going to go ahead and rebuild, I'll just go ahead and add on to it because we need the room anyway.
Yeah.
Because we've run out of room.
It'd be far cheaper to do it from the get-go than it would to come back 2 or 3 years from now and have to add on.
Sure.
And that's one thing with the flooring industry, you can never have enough space because you could always find room for another roll of carpet, another section of tile or whatever.
Business is good. I mean, our last year, we, from 2010, 2011 went up 110% from 2010. So our business was booming. It was doing very, very well.
You made a comment earlier that kind of, I guess now that I think about it, made sense, but it kind of took me off guard that October, November are your biggest months, because you would think with the holidays and that people are trying to save money so that way they can make sure the family and kids can have a good Christmas and that. That kind of took me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah, you think so too, but we have people come in and they want their homes to look nice for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
In October, it's usually extremely busy, and I've always tried to tell customers.
Like, you know, early October or like mid-October?
Oh, it starts about the end of September.
Okay.
And the entire month of October is usually pretty good. And I tell people that come in the summertime, don't procrastinate and don't wait till last minute because we'll be booked up. I'll have 3 or 4 crews up there just full-time fixing these homes up for the holidays. So.
And as we travel down the highways and byways of life and get a little older, I think a lot of people, Andy, as far as sprucing up the home and stuff, look at it from the standpoint, well, the kids are gone, it's just Mom and I here, and we got a little money in our pocket, and why don't we do some things that we can enjoy in our home?
You know, that's about the majority of them, too.
So they go ahead and spruce up the house a little bit. I think that's human nature for the little bit older.
It is, too. You're right, Ralph, because it's normally middle-aged elderly people want their homes, and I even have some come and say, hey, we got family flying in from such state, we want to fix our home, you know, make it look nice. Mm-hmm. Well, the kids and grandkids are over, you know, so.
And normally flooring is a quick process. You just got to make sure the room is vacated. If you got trim on the lower level, make sure that's
well,
there's a lot of work
down.
There's a lot of work to it, but I mean, once it's all said and done,
right,
it's awesome. It's great.
And you have the high usage areas like your
walkways
in your home. Well, I was thinking more of kitchens where you spend a lot of time and a lot of travel on the floors, and they get to looking a little bad, and you want to spruce them up a little bit, and you know, or your family room or whatever, put down some new carpeting. And I always said it not only changes the appearance of the room, it changes the attitude of them that's in the room.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, you get a little brighter aspect of, hey, this looks nice. I'm proud of it.
One thing I'm always confused on, you watch different programs, and you've got, let's see, the Swiffer. You've got so many cleaning supplies. Is there one that absolutely works? Or I mean, some of these have to be bad on these floors.
Some of them leave streaks too. I like one is called Bona, and it's I carry it, and then, but it's made specifically made for laminate and hardwood, but you can also use it on ceramic, porcelains, right. You can use it on vinyl, any resilient floor. But there's some of it
that works and some of it that doesn't.
You know, my wife tried them all out. She likes Bona the best, B-O-N-A, and you can get it at Walmart too. They have it, but they sell the cheaper version kit. I got the, they make a better kit that we sell too. They're about $34 a kit.
Wow.
Very nice product.
Wow. Andy and I go back to, what, the early 80s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we go back a ways.
Both employed out at Graham Correctional Center. When did you come across the idea that you wanted to get into the carpet business?
Well, I've...
It was the breakout in 85, wasn't
1978,
it?
1978, to be exact.
Yeah.
I worked for a carpet company in 78, and I was an installer, and before I started the prison, I was holding down three jobs. I was holding down a mechanic, and I was a part-time bartender and laying flooring. And I really enjoyed laying the flooring part. So.
I've noticed that. Wait a minute. Most of the police officers that I've known, I went on vacation, and there was a state trooper that was a bartender at Disney. It seems like that's like a second profession for...
It's extra money income.
I know. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just noticing a trend.
But things are a little tough back then. Yeah. I mean, when I was graduating out of high school, jobs are very rare. I mean, it's hard. I mean, the Vietnam vets took, I think your veterans are the top priority to get jobs, and my hat goes off to them very much so. Mm-hmm. But when I was graduating high school, you know, the jobs weren't there. So I was getting anything I could get. I was installing carpet. I was pumping gas. I was tending bar. I was working for my uncle's mechanic, doing a little farm work for my grandpa, you know. And where there's work to be had, we did it. It kept busy, you know.
And the wage scale was such that if you were starting out in a family life and had a wife and maybe a couple small kids, hey, you had to have some extra income to make everything go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very fortunate to make $2 an hour.
Yeah.
Really?
I worked for a neighbor for $1 a day in my lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Andy, it's always a pleasure having you here. As we come to a close with you, anyone seeking more information about Quality Flooring, give us your website, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever you have that they can get that information from.
Yeah, we do have a web page. It's qualityflooringroute16.com, and our phone number is 217-839-4224. And also, we want to provide a new service for folks that are unable to get out, that we want to bring the samples to them. You know, all they got to do is call us, narrow it down to what they're looking for, like a Berber or a plush or a frise or even vinyl or what are they looking for. If they want ceramic porcelain, we can bring the samples to their homes because it's hot, and the elderly just can't get out.
Absolutely.
And we're wanting to provide that service for them, and we do have special discounts for senior citizens too.
All right. Mickey, let's head over to you. Summer concert series continued last night, and we were talking off air. It seems like you guys are on a record pace this year for the summer concert series.
Well, up until the last 2 weeks, we were 18% higher on the increase in attendance. We were over 400 three of the 4 weeks before the heat hit us. Now we're back down to about the last 2 weeks, 200 people showed up in this 106, 107, 108 degree weather the last 2 weeks.
Did you win the nickel bet this time?
Did I win the nickel bet? No, I lost this time because simply I was projecting 100 to 125 people.
Uh-huh.
Emily won the nickel this time.
I think you need to up that. Come on.
No, I've been betting a nickel all my life from World Series time in the high school.
So you had Heartland last night. Last night, and they had over 200 people.
Right, and the week before was the new band we brought in, River Ramblers, which was the real Bluegrass. And mm-hmm. I never heard bluegrass before like that. And Uncle Ralph, I believe, was there. And you can, if I'm right, to say that it was nice. And the people who were there listening enjoyed it. The survey come back that night, it was just super.
Right. Yeah, they were a different style, I guess you would say, of bluegrass, but played a fairly good mixture of bluegrass.
Strictly bluegrass, 100%.
Yeah, there wasn't no...
Next week, we have Memory of Elvis again, the closeout, the final show for the year, 2012, and we expect 800 people like we've had every year. And 4 years ago, we had Steve Davis play in 105-degree weather, not too many people left once he starts.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. The Summer Concert Series is here, and it's already next week. That's it.
Yep.
Where did the time go?
Up to the last 2 weeks, we were having a lot of fun.
Now, we still got some time here. What's the plan for next year? Are you already making plans for next year's summer concerts?
We have already five bands we have under contract for next year. Next year we'll have 9 total, mm-hmm. and we're working on that, on the final 4 in the next couple of months.
Can you say who the bands are?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
No, it's not a secret. Yeah. It's just that, you know, I tried it. When I want the band back, I'd make it's a verbal commitment to me.
Right.
And we work on a handshake. I'm from the old days.
Okay.
And we get a contract signed after the first of the year.
Okay. He could tell me, but then you'd have to take over the show.
Yeah.
I
would have to shoot you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even want to use that word. That's why I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Yeah. And then, of course, while we got some time here, Tour de Cole, tell us a little bit about the bike race. That's going to be fast approaching.
Right. It's less than 6 weeks away, and we are already getting registration in, and we're projecting over 400 to 500 this year. It was down just a little bit last year, I think. It was just the economy was the part of it. We had them from all over. And this year, we already got almost 100 in already. So it's these are the standards. And it's a family ride. It's not a race. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure we explain that. A family ride is you do it at your pleasure.
Place, pace,
between
and pleasure.
7 a.m. and 9 a.m., the people go out and take the 15-mile or the 32-mile or the 63-mile. The 63-mile is almost 45% of the people now. But the rest of them fill in that other one there. We have rest stops throughout, so if they get tired or thing. We also have the people that break down or something, cycle from Evertsville, comes in and SAG comes in and rides the route, goes through the whole 63 mm-hmm. miles mm-hmm. one way, then comes back the other way and catches anybody has problems there, and then most time they do it at no charge. We always have maps and everything for them. When our southern part of Macoupin County is what we do touch everything.
Okay.
We touch all the communities in there.
Okay. We are out of time.
Don't forget the Fall Festival. And if we want to know anything about the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce, all they have to do is go to the www.colecountrychamber.com.
All right. Mickey, it's always a pleasure. Andy, thank you so much for your time. Uncle Ralph, we will talk to you next week.
Yeah.
We're still working on the details of next week, but we'll be in touch. Until next time, so long.